Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallöchen, Vivi hier und ich habe für diese Folge mit meinen Jugendschwärmen den Jonas Brothers gesprochen. Es ging ums neue Album, das The Album heißt. Wer sich das ausgedacht hat, das hört ihr in dieser Folge. Unter anderem aber auch, was es mit ihrem neuen Song Waffle House auf sich hat. Da geht's, Spoiler-Alarm, nicht um ein Waffle House, sondern darum, dass sie sich ganz oft dort getroffen und gegessen haben und gequatscht haben. Und dass zum Beispiel auch ihr Bandname in einem Waffelhaus entstanden ist. Außerdem ist es ja nicht immer so einfach zwischen Geschwistern, das kennen vielleicht viele von euch. Und wer sich von ihnen als erstes entschuldigt, das hört ihr auch hier in dieser Star-Talk-Folge. Also unbedingt dranbleiben.
How's your day been so far?
Great, good. We're doing press and promotion for the album and it's been going
awesome. Okay, nice. You are all fathers now, you have families, but you decided not to like chill, have family time. You decided to go on in your career, making new songs, making the new album. We're talking about that later. How does that come together? So do you have a lot of time for your families as well, or how does it work?
I mean, there's a balance to everything. All adults to a certain degree have to work and find a way to manage life at home. But you just make it happen. Luckily, we're in a spot where we, to a certain degree, we kind of dictate our own schedule. But we like to get after it as well and work really hard and make sure that we're doing all we can to stay busy.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about your new album. It's called The Album. So my first question is, why is it called The Album? Who came up with that idea?
We had a bunch of different name ideas for this record. What we felt like was a lot of them were very poetic, and you pull a song lyric and you put it as the album title. It just felt a little bit too much. So we thought this is a body of work that we're really excited about, and I feel like it represents us the most. And so if you were to pick up any Jonas Brothers, any of our records in the past, we hope you'd pick up The Album.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of album will it be? So we have Wings. It's more like a chilled, more chilled song. And then we have your new song, Waffle House, which is more like a happy vibe song. And how will the whole album be? Is there a theme going through all of the songs, or what can we expect?
It does take you on a bit of a journey musically. There are songs that are feel-good records. There are songs that are speaking to some of the more emotional concepts, but it's probably the most personal record we've been able to create, working with John Bellion and trusting him in a process that's probably somewhat untraditional from what we've done in the past, and being able to just allow ourselves to stay motivated and focused and create something that we hope our listeners out there really enjoy.
All right. So let's talk about the new song, Waffle House, which I really, really like. I think it's one of the best. So can you tell me, what do you want to express with it? I mean, it's not about waffles. That's what I got. So.
It's more about the place, right? For us, it's in the States, there's a place called Waffle House. And that night we would go there on tour because we couldn't really go out to bars. We were a little too young. And so this would be a place we'd hang out and as a family. But more than that, it's about the safe place that you'd find to be with your family, your friends, and kind of, you know, have those deep conversations, whether you fight, whether you have fun, like it doesn't matter. It's just, it's your place. And, you know, sometimes that could be someone's house, someone's basement, like party or whatever, but like, it's just about being together. And for us, it's kind of the story of us and our brotherhood.
Do you have an example, maybe a fight or something you discussed in the past in a Waffle House?
Our name is our band, the Jonas Brothers, was at a diner in New Jersey. We were meeting before we had our first show ever, and we changed our name from what we thought it was going to be to the Jonas Brothers because we wanted it to be the Jonas Brothers. And Joe decided that in that moment that that's where it should be. So it happened in another safe place of ours, and when we were home in New Jersey.
All right, super interesting. So in one line you say your father is headstrong and your mother is determined. So which one of you guys is a bit like that, or are you all three? Have these qualities in you?
I think that we have kind of both to a certain degree. That, you know, with our partners, we certainly have kind of a balance of that as well. I think that our parents
Love that lyric specifically. The very proud.
Yeah.
Included in the song.
When it comes to a fight, because you say all these knights we try to kill each other. So who's the first of you who apologize or approach to each other?
Ooh.
After a fight or a problem or whatever?
You know, it just depends. Depends on who is the problem. But we always somehow try to figure out how to work it out. We are brothers after all, so we can, you know, fight. But for the most part, we get along pretty well. It's pretty great.
All right. So for me, I personally find it super difficult to like talk about problems with another person. Like I'm always afraid of like confrontations and stuff. So. Yeah. You and I don't have siblings. Maybe that's why I never learned it. I don't know. So have you like a good advice or a tip how someone can handle problems easier?
Well, I think that honesty is always key. And sometimes that honesty is going to lead to a disagreement and some frustrations on both ends. But if you actually, you know, genuinely care about the relationship, if it's family or friends or romantic, you know, and feel like it's worth going through the tough moments, you'll always be grateful that you did, because those valleys make the peaks with the people you love all the better.
Absolutely. Okay, so Waffle House is going viral right now. I've seen a lot of TikToks and Insta reels with it. My question is, are songs like that produced differently so that they can work with social media, or is it nothing like that at all?
I think some are, you know, you can tell that some people are clearly writing music specifically for, you know, TikTok and reels and all that. There's a certain method and kind of combination of ways to go about doing that. That's not, you know, too different than writing a song for radio. You know, it's just about adjusting to whatever the format is and finding a way to capitalize. We didn't necessarily set out with the intention of having a song have a viral moment, and you know, I don't know if it fully has yet, but if it does, that'd be great, because it only helps, you know, the song get more recognition and makes more people aware of it across, you know, a bunch of platforms. Now, that being said, it might only be 15 or 30 seconds of it, but we'll take it.
Okay, so in general, you are quite active on TikTok and in some, I saw that. Is it something you enjoy, or does it just, are you like, we have to deal with it, it's the new era?
I think we enjoy it in bits here and there, you know. I think we try to just be authentic to who we are, and you utilize it. We, you know, it's another way to like connect with our fan base, and there are parts of it that can be really fun, and it's amazing the artists that you can discover from the app, and everything from learning food tricks to funny videos. You know, I think it's just about how much time you spend on it, you know. Don't make it your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I saw you posted a video yesterday that you in August you play in Yankee Stadium, and you announced that you play there two nights. So how did that come? That's two nights now.
There was enough people that wanted to come to the show that we had to roll to a second night. It's wonderful. It's really incredible. It's a venue we've always wanted to play in the United States and New York. And
yeah,
for us, we get to do it twice now. We're really, really excited about those shows. It'll be a special, all the albums in one night. And we got to work on how we're going to do all of that, but it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be huge, right? I mean, they fit a lot of people in this stadium. Is it different? Is it like, okay, my question, does it matter if you play in front of 5,000 or in front of 50,000 people?
I think both have their joys that they bring. I mean, as an artist, just the fact that you get to be able to go on stage and perform the music that you create is incredible. But yeah, I mean, if you were to kind of ask us, when we were young, thinking about performing on stages, you think about, I want to perform on the biggest stages in the world. I want to reach as many audiences as I possibly can. I want everyone to feel like they have a front row seat, even if you're in like the last row. Like, how do you connect with them, and how do you make them feel special? So it's something that's always in the back of our minds.
Yeah. Do you still get nervous?
Not necessarily for performances. It's sometimes random stuff. You know, we had SNL this past weekend, and there's a lot of rehearsals before the actual show. You do a full dress rehearsal, kind of feel like the show's done. And then you're like, oh, that went really well. And it's like, well, that's just the rehearsal. It's like, oh, usually don't do that. You know, usually sound check and then save it for the big one. But so that was, that become a little nerve wracking.
Yeah, I see. So my last questions are about festivals. Like festival season is coming now. So do you like to go in private on festivals? Is it your thing? Or do you just, okay, no, now I have kids. I don't go to festivals anymore.
I get to experience what it's like to perform at a festival probably like early on. And then I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to just go for fun anymore. It's quite fun to perform. So every time I see it, I get envious and jealous if I see other performers, because I'm just like, I want to be up there on that stage. So I do like to go to, I like to go see concerts, and I like to experience other artists to feel inspired, but I definitely prefer sharing a stage than watching one.
Okay. What's with you, Kevin and Nick?
Yeah, I like going to see shows, so love to go to festivals, but I can only handle so many days in a row, you know? It's better to come in and go out, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what it is and who I'm with, but, you know, if I can jump around and go see some great music, it's always fun. But I agree with Joe, too. You know, it's kind of the instincts of a performer to want to be the one on stage performing, and so it's hard to just go and be an observer sometimes.
All right. Yeah, that's the end of the interview. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you, actually.
Same. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.